Hello, guys and gals. Me, Mudahar, and apparently the NSA got hacked. You know, when you're up in a plane and you read something like that, you're like, whoa, I wish I was on the ground. I wish I could verify this 100%. So, you know, I've talked a lot about all this, like, AI stuff, talked about, like, everything related to this, but ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, it's actually quite interesting. You know, I haven't been this interested in anything in quite a long time. You know, when it comes to gaming, when it comes to the dark web, when it comes to horror stuff, I feel like we're at this weird stage right now where everything is so dependent on, like, a few companies shilling artificial stuff to us, and, you know, we're hoping that eventually stuff kind of crashes down so everything gets back to normal, but I don't know if that's gonna happen, ladies and gentlemen. So remember a few days ago, actually about 10 days ago, we talked about this company known as Anthropic, and apparently it's so bad that they released a product called Fable 5. Remember we talked about this thing called Mythos, where they had this like crazy powerful cybersecurity AI, something that's so good it could basically hack into anything. You know, your grandma's like pacemaker, you know, like a national security agency apparently today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was so powerful that the U.S. government put it on an export control list, and there's some things that I'm privy to because I talk to people in the scene that I can't really relay because it's kind of private, but basically, if you haven't known, this company was basically kind of involved with the U.S. government for quite a lot of things, right? Ultimately, they were involved without their knowledge, from what it seems, in the war in Iran, right? So basically, the U.S. government, the Department of Defense or Department of War, whatever you want to call it, okay, they came in and they were basically feeding in like information to like Claude, and it's like, Claude, show me what to bomb. And apparently, I guess Claude was just pointing out where the fuck you should drop the bombs at. They were using it for warfare purposes, allegedly. Now, of course, the company was like, oh, I don't know if we're okay with that, chief. I don't know if we're okay with our AI being used to bomb little kids and shit. And so the government was mad. They were like, we're gonna put you guys on the old supply chain issue, right? Yeah, actually, the Secretary of War going, basically, they delivered a masterclass in arrogance and betrayal. Our position has never wavered. The Department of War must have full, unrestricted access to Anthropic's models for every lawful purpose in defense of the Republic. Instead, they've chosen duplicity. They basically did not give us full access. Corporate virtue signaling from Silicon Valley. So basically, they were pissed that they didn't get full unfettered access, and a company dared to speak up against them to the point that they got added to the supply chain risks that nobody really could work with them. It's a pretty bad thing to be considered a supply chain risk if you're an American company, right? So obviously, this is part of a lawsuit that is, from what I understand, still going on. So I wanted to give you this context because I think it's quite important, right? So these guys are kind of on the bad end with the government, okay? They're basically ones that kind of value their own principles and beliefs. And to an extent, I obviously very much respect that. So basically, at the end of all this, it also came out that the National Security Agency was kind of using their tools. And apparently, it turns out that according to the people at the NSA, the Mythos AI breached almost all of the NSA classified systems, not just in like weeks, in hours, okay? So basically, this is kind of the quote right over here. This tool broken almost all, sorry. This is a lot of bullshit that we're about to read. So, it broke into almost all of our classified systems, not in weeks, but in hours. So, on one hand, I kind of look at this as, ooh, it's spooky marketing. Oh my god, guys, it's so scary. It's so scary. Look how scary the little AI is. It's a very scary program. It breaks into everything. And then, of course, I want to look at the reality of this situation, too, right? So basically, a lot of people were sharing this quote, and everyone was like, oh my god, the NSA got fucking hacked. So basically, then they had to basically explain further that, no, the breach occurred during an authorized internal red team test in which Mythos was paired with other defensive tools under highly specific simulated environmental conditions. So much like... Yeah, I guess the best way to compare this, I guess, is to say, like, listen, you know how, like, you have fucking speedrunners and shit or whatever, right? People that, like, cheat records. You know, it's like, imagine having access to the ability to, like, just narrow, just basic, imagine having access to a service, right? Imagine making a scenario to make it, you know, just easy for this is not easy in the sense, but it wasn't like, hey, somebody from outside the network sat down in front of this computer, you know, completely isolated from the NSA, and just they had Mythos on one monitor, they had their tools here, and they were just telling the bot, listen, hack the NSA. I'll show you what an LLM looks like, boys. Okay, I have a local LLM that's running on my system. No, I do not actually run this shit, you know, outside of my computer's purview. I actually quite enjoy having my privacy. But to show it to you right over here, I'm going to open up my agent here, which connects to a model that I have running on a system that is not here. And if I ask the system, hey, can you hack the NSA? And of course, if I hit enter over here, you can see that obviously it spawned in a model really quickly, gave it some context. It's like, you know, running through this entire process. I just actually have it SSH into the system. And of course, it'll say, I'm not going to attempt to hack any government agency, right? But it'll let you explore other shit, right? Setting up tools in your own environment, for instance, right? If you're interested in cybersecurity. So basically, what's kind of happening over here is obviously the government and the people working for the government have access to this tool. And in some capacity, they also have unfettered access to this model, right? Meaning that in some ways, they're not really subject to the same guardrails you and I have. Remember, Mythos is something that has its guardrails turned off. When they released Fable 5, and most of these companies, when they release something to you and I, it comes in a, not watered down, but definitely a much more guardrailed system. So people can't use it to, I don't know, figure out how to cook methamphetamine or use it to hack any other, like, service, right? Basically, the illegal capabilities should, in theory, be removed. Not that it is permanently removed. There are ways to jailbreak and navigate around it, which the government has used as its primary reason to ban this service. Remember, they were supposed to tell you, we have more shit to talk about in, like, 24 hours. It's been 10 days, and they've been radio fucking silent. So basically, the government has carte blanche access. We sometimes lose our access. Not that it matters to me, because if you run these things locally, for now, you should at least be away from all of the control that these big tech companies have on basic compute in your life, right? So effectively, the way the NSA's classified systems were effectively hacked was that what this model does is it basically finds a lot of smaller, like, sort of exploits and finds a way to chain them together to basically be very devastating. And if left unfettered, it can basically do a lot of the boring hacker stuff that an actual hacker, you know, could do, but this, because it's operating at a speed much faster than a human being, it's capable of doing a lot more damage. So obviously, you know, sending an artificial intelligence against the NSA and also coincidentally against any other critical infrastructure is something that we now have to watch out for in our day and age. So again, the real story over here is not that a fucking AI was prompted into hacking, you know, the chief cybersecurity, like, fucking company, like, the only, like, the government agency that's tasked with cybersecurity, signals intelligence, all that shit. It's the fact that this is possible now. And in the next 6 months, any of these other services, they don't have to just be from the guys at Anthropic. It could be fucking OpenAI. It could be fucking Grok. It could be it could be a Chinese company. And they'll achieve similar levels of models, which can be used for nefarious purposes. In fact, here's the fun story that I talked about a few days ago. You can do what some of these fucking Mythos models have done with other models right now if you have the right harnesses and the right fucking tools. And you know how to prompt these things. So the government basically going out of their way to put, you know, Anthropic on that export control list. And basically in the next 10 days, make all of these stories come out where the NSA's internal systems have been hacked. Are effectively just fear-mongering, okay? What they're doing now is something that has already been possible and will be possible for the foreseeable future, right? The reality of the situation is is that if you're somebody who works at like a bank, if you're somebody that works at like a power plant, if you're someone that works at something very fucking critical, those people probably should be scared a little bit, because now they have to live in a world, they have to contend with it, where now the people that they have been fighting constantly for the last several years, hacking into their shit, basically now have a Swiss Army knife that kind of does a lot of the boring stuff for them. So basically, they just have unfettered access to limitless intelligence and the ability to attack anybody around the world, right? It's not that the government wants to ban this because it's, oh my god, guys, it's so scary. They're banning it because they're fucking using it against everyone else. And they're scared shitless when it's used against them. But here's the thing. The genie's already out of the bottle. You can't fucking stop it. And even the people that are dealing with this are like, listen, guys, these companies just gotta go all out. They gotta go all out with this shit. They gotta bring it on. We live in a new age, guys. Let's go. What I kind of hate about this too is like the amount of hype-beasting that all these governments and companies are doing about their shit, right? It's not that the AI model is like crazy impressive. It actually is quite impressive. I'm not saying that it isn't. But Jesus Christ, man, when the story here is that, yeah, we were able to hack into the NSA systems, but we made it this highly specific way to hack in that probably wouldn't have been a normal way to breach, that's a whole different fucking story, okay? You basically created, like, an easy mode map for this to go through. It wasn't really completely a realistic situation, right? And I think a lot of this is just so that these companies and their values can go through the roof. Because to the average layman person, when the government says this shit, it sounds way scarier than it actually fucking is. Now, the other big reality of this too, and this is a big important part about this, is what's going to happen in the future when a lot of these systems are now getting locked down. Look, for the moment, a lot of these companies are kind of putting in new guardrails, right? For now, if you want to get access to this powerful AI, if it was even available, you'd have to be an American citizen. Which means basically, at the bottom level, you have to prove active citizenship. And I really don't know how somebody can do that, right? You know, in the last few videos, I kind of was speculating, I'm like, what if you showed a birth certificate? But there's plenty of people that are born in the United States and they give up their citizenship later. Just showing a birth certificate isn't necessarily a fucking answer. Driver's license, not necessarily the case. Maybe a social, like, insurance number or social security number, something of that nature. But then again, you are trusting giving up your information to these private companies to then verify with another shady company to prove you're an American citizen. Basically, it's a weird ask to put on. And I think going into the future, a lot of these companies are trying to make it so that anybody that access these AI tools, which again now is supposed to be this compute that it seems like the government is putting their money into, basically forcing you in some way to invest in these AI companies, you would think that at bare minimum, every single citizen should have access to such a world-changing technology, right? Now, here's the thing. If you go to things like Claude AI, you don't even get to just try it without building an account because they're not handing out any inference without getting a minimum of your information. Whereas if you go to something like ChatGPT, for instance, right? So if we go to ChatGPT and we just basically go to their website, you can basically type in anything like, is Claude Mythos stronger than you? And then of course I can feed it in, and of course it'll spit me out some inference. Now of course after a few posts, it'll probably jump in and say, boy, you're gonna be downgraded, or you better start paying up. Because yeah, this stuff has gotten actually so expensive that even the companies who are behind this stuff, right, have basically said that it costs apparently billions of dollars to justify, right? Like from a podcast, on the Dwarkesh podcast, whatever that is, companies may need hundreds of billions in revenue to justify their investments. Basically, the amount of hardware that they bought, they need to be able to, you know, make a shit ton of money to justify it, right? Makes sense. And this is one of those industries where, like, I was talking to somebody and it's like, shouldn't things get cheaper over time? But not in this case, okay? In this case, the stronger your model, the more parameters it adds, the more hardware it requires. And so a model that used to run on, you know, these data centers, you know, years ago, when they got upgraded, the actual, like, you know, cost to deploy them also got upgraded as well, too. So, yeah, we're just looking at an industry that gets considerably more expensive. And I don't think these companies are going to be making that fucking revenue because it's kind of an insanely high amount. Like, again, people do use AI slop. They do. It's everywhere. When I was on the fucking plane, somebody was connected through the plane Wi-Fi accessing Claude. But again, the more people that use it, the more expensive it becomes to keep deploying it. So how do they justify, even if you're making hundreds of billions of dollars, you're still going to be spending an insane amount of cash. No AI bro has ever properly shown me a convincing argument that the stuff can get cheaper over time. Because simply the technology that it needs requires some of the highest end shit to run. When I asked earlier this video, can you hack the NSA? That cost more GPU resources than to render, I think, like 5 minutes of playing Cyberpunk 2077 on like the maximum ray trace settings. That's how fucking insane this whole situation is, right? Now, the other thing that sort of is kind of conjoining with this too, at the same time, which is something that I'm a little bit like kind of weary of, is I don't know if you've been following this, but there's been like new sort of like rules coming in from places like the FCC where they're doing know your customer requirements on a lot of things like cell phones, for instance, right? So basically, for anybody that doesn't know, there's going to be some new rules that are being pushed in where anybody that's building or getting a new phone plan needs to show government ID. And you might be like, well, what's the problem in that, right? Getting rid of burner phones. But the reality is there's a lot of people that use burner phones for their privacy, right? There's a lot of people that use this shit, like people that are, you know, journalists. But more importantly, here's a great example, people that are escaping domestic abuse situations, right? Like imagine you're a woman that escapes an abusive husband or a boyfriend. You run away somewhere and you want to be able to use resources, purchase things without giving up your information, right? You don't want to be showing up in the yellow pages if you run over a state or two. Well, you're going to buy burner phones. You're going to probably get things under other people's names to keep as much of your anonymity as possible. The government, because they want to protect you against robocallers, wants to get rid of even that aspect of privacy. So you're getting a privacy attack here. You're basically getting a privacy attack on interacting with the AI companies that, even if you don't like them, in some ways, you're forced to have them in your life. And hey, shit, some of your fucking money, whether you like it or not, gets used to invest into these fucking assholes too. So in every way, you're de-anonymized. And a lot of these services are now effectively being used, again, whether the government wants it or not, to attack critical shit, to attack organizations, apparently like the NSA. And I guess we're supposed to, as a society, be fucking okay with that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, the NSA got hacked. And I guess if by hack we're using a very, 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 like, fucking friendly term, as in they basically created an environment to allow this model to move around and operate in a way that shouldn't be a normal hack whatsoever, nothing that you would see traditionally, then yeah, sure, I guess the NSA was fucking hacked. Cool, let's hype beast this model to the, you know, nth degree. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a wild situation, man. There is so much intercollected government drama that's happening. There's so much controversy. It's literally like a fucking, it's like a new season of the most gripping tech slop reality TV show hitting you every goddamn fucking day. It's so insane to keep up with. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Just like it if you dislike it. I am out.